Hey.
Hello.
Hey, I'm Fles. Nice to meet you.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Hello. Fles, nice to meet you.
Hello. Hi.
Nice to meet you. Hi. Hi, Giuseppe. Nice to
we
meet you.
We must know each other.
Yeah.
Well,
a little.
A brief, where did we meet?
I can't remember now.
Can't,
it was a long time ago. But, yeah.
So hey,
so yeah.
He's telling us about the book.
Yeah. So we decided to move the action to Lake Como. Because it, in a way, it matches the sophistication of the dialogues,
mm-hmm.
Who have changed quite a lot from the novel. And also, the other main difference is the character of Berenice has been developed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
In the book, was in the novel, was a marginal character, while here she plays an important role. The honesty. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. We're not sure. So, yeah, those were the main difference. And actually, I read the book after I read the script that came to me through my agent. Yeah, but I mean, the story is more or less the same. And mm-hmm. the themes, although the book was set in the was written in 1971.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a different time for the art world as well. And it was about the time where art became sort of a commodity, while our story instead is set nowadays, which is, you know, we're used to art being an investment vehicle
mm-hmm.
rather than, you know, being appreciated by art lovers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the difference, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How did you secure that manor at Lake Como? I mean, it's a beautiful place.
It's a beautiful place. Actually, nobody lives there. So we had to redecorate it from scratch. It's empty.
You can rent it, can't you?
You can rent
yeah.
it for weddings. And,
yeah.
But nobody lives there. It's you know, it's a huge house.
Very,
it's very cold in the winter. I mean, you wouldn't live there.
It's just up the road from...
Clooney's.
That's right.
So when you read a script...
Yeah.
Are there what three things jump out for you where you want to play that character?
It's never about anything specific. It's never about three things. It's always about reading that script.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not ever, I mean, it might be something really fascinating in that department with this script and something quite, I mean, with this one, it was very much that sort of twisted, weird relationship between James and Berenice, that got me very curious. I was like, whoa, what's going on here? What are they,
mm-hmm.
what's that dynamic they've got with each other? Why are they're bringing out really weird sides to each other, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
So, because every script is different, I think it wouldn't be good to sort of sit down and say it has to tick these three boxes.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be just, does it say something to me or doesn't
mm-hmm.
it? And it hopefully, actually, I think it can be something different every time. But obviously there has to be something that sort of is like, wow, I just want to get myself into this. I just want to start doing these scenes because it's really cool. It's really good fun. It's really, it has that appeal. So, but that appeal can come from a lot of things, I think,
mm-hmm.
actually. With this one, it really was to sort of just get myself in the middle of that thing that's going on with James and Berenice.
Mm-hmm.
You're learning a lot about art now, because if I remember, you just came off The Square,
yeah.
right? which is a wonderful movie, and now
yeah.
and this movie is
yeah.
all about. So how's your knowledge of art now?
Well, it's not that it's not all that different in because I've always been super interested in art. So I've been going to museums and doing art shit forever. But obviously, especially for The Square, I talked to a lot of directors in art museums, especially in Scandinavia, to sort of find out what is that job and how is that all sort of, what is that? So I did a lot of research for The Square that came in really handy for this one. But the thing that I think we should understand is that The Square is probably even more affected by the art that it's sort of, that's, but this
mm-hmm.
one is not so much about art in that sense. I mean,
mm-hmm.
this is just a job he has, but
yeah, I mean, we I don't think we were trying to make a satire.
No, we're world. Not trying to. We're not sort of trying to sort of say something about the art world per se. Mm-hmm. It's just the job that he holds this one, and obviously it gives us a chance to sort of talk about the perception of art and
seduction
and the seduction. I mean, and that art always is a seduction. And if you don't allow yourself to be seduced by it, it's not going to do anything to you. But you also have to be aware that you are now putting yourself up for seduction. So it's more that aspect than the whole art
and,
world,
you know,
thing.
The meaning of truth and what it means. So who cares about it at the end of the day? You know?
How was it working with Nick and Donald, two icons?
Yes.
Well, it's different because, well, you know, Donald is like, you know, a legend. You know, he's Donald. So I was quite, you know, nervous about the idea of working with him. But he's a very sweet man. Mm. He's been very gentle.
Oh, my God, yeah,
kind,
very generous.
Generous.
Lovely, yeah.
And Mick, obviously, you know, he always, you know, he's the Rolling Stones. I mean, you know, so when I meet him in London, before I got in, I was like all sweaty. And, oh my God, you know, what am I going to say now to convince him? But the moment you get to know him, he's very approachable. It's funny how normal he is, you know. Very energetic,
yeah. Yeah, yes,
very
yeah.
energetic,
but just bloody sweet.
Yeah,
lovely.
Yeah.
Do the actors have different styles of approaching their character?
Man, I think they all draw from. I mean, it's a question you should ask them rather than me. But I think, from my point of view, I think they all draw from some personal experience. Obviously, I doubt that Claes ever killed anybody. But
are you sure?
This is not something we want to talk about.
Not with all these machines here.
I do have a question that's a little bit... I was going to ask Elizabeth, but as an acting question, by lady friends that saw it, we all wanted to know, what was her motivation to go back into the apartment after he's drowned her? Like, what was it that pulled... Like, where... Like, what was it? Do you know?
Well,
did you direct her on that?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. No, we talked even with Claes about
because
this
nobody thought it was a good idea. I have to say.
But hey,
that's what always happens. I mean, when people is walking up those very dark stairs in a thriller, you always tell them,
"Don't go
there."
That, right.
Say another word.
But the truth is, in real life, we do tend to make really bad decisions.
I mean, actually, men that get killed by their husbands or lovers, they always go back before they get killed. But I think it's, well, first of all, we tend to hope, at least, that the people we like would act in a reasonable way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even our lovers, you know, we want them to walk in a straight line, but they don't, unfortunately. You know, it's quite random. Secondly, I mean, she was almost killed in the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this shock obviously plays a big part.
Okay.
Secondly, there's, I think in Berenice, there's this side of her, you know, she's a teacher, she's a school teacher, and she wants to save people.
Okay.
And she's got this nurse, you know, syndrome. I can save you, I can change you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's also that. And then,
she's scared of him.
She's scared.
But did you, when you asked that question in that way, it almost seems to me that you were like, this is totally unbelievable.
Oh, no, I thought it was believable.
Okay.
I did.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
But I was just curious as to, basically more as an actress, like what it was she did to, like what came out of it.
Yeah, I think, well, at that very moment of the film, as viewers, I think we are with her, you know, it's us. Yeah.
And you should do these. I mean, it should be that you go, fuck, don't do that.
Yeah,
I mean,
well, we were doing that.
Yeah, it's that. Yes. But that's
it's
important. It's like, and I think, I mean, it's always about finding something that's really irrational in your character. I mean, where you're like,
that's
why would you ever
is.
Go and do that? And that gets you, as an audience, it engages you. You're like, no, this is going to go totally wrong.
Right.
Don't do that.
You're so close.
Yeah.
But
like,
then again, where would she go? You know?
Yeah. Where would she go? What would she do? Would she start
screaming?
Or, I mean,
Right. And hindsight is 2020, so I totally understand that and agree. Mm-hmm. I just was curious as to whether there was something extra.
Yeah, no, I mean,
there,
we did have a lot of conversations about that particular scene. And
I think we all had that question.
Yeah,
why?
But
why did she do it?
Yeah,
but it's also the same thing with his character. He burned down an art studio with her nearby. He painted a fake painting with her in the next room. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the same rationale, right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's
well, I guess when you end your, you know, you reach a moment where you don't have any other chance. I mean, you have to do that. You know, and
he's just pushed over.
He's pushed by
It's like
the chaos of life.
And also Jagger's character's got him by the balls, hasn't he? I mean, either he does what he says, or there will be absolutely no way back to where he wants to go. And he really wants to go back into the art world and be someone there. Mm-hmm. And he's really fallen from grace, hasn't he? And he's persona non grata at this point. And he's fed up, you know, with these little lectures that, I mean, and then also, so she catches him red-handed and then she starts to say all these things. And he's like...
Oh, it's the part where we're just like,
no,
don't do that.
No, but it's also like when I mean, we really worked also quite hard to get that scene in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. I mean, so that it's not that easy to say if she actually pushes him into the bathtub or he. I mean,
it's almost a reaction of James in that moment.
Yes, it was like really trying to get the balance of. I mean, if you watch it, it actually is her pushing him, and then he just uses the momentum to put her down and put her under the water. So I don't think, and I think it was quite important for us that we sort of made sure that you can't sort of pinpoint and say, well, he deliberately, because he didn't plan any of this. I think it's really important that, like you said just before, an hour, when he's sitting there painting that painting, he's got no idea that in 1 hour he's a killer. He doesn't know that.
No.
Even when he slams her with the ashtray, I don't think he does it to kill her.
Right.
He does it to make her shut the fuck up. But I don't... and then, whoa, now she's dead. What am I going to do? And I think it's quite important for his journey that he's like, he does not know. He doesn't, I mean, when we meet him in the beginning, he's got no ideas that in 3 days he's going
to... Yeah, but he's just trying to survive.
He's
moment.
Just trying to survive, and he's like so ambitious, and that ambition just drives him too far.
Well, that's the beauty of the storytelling, is that it does a 360.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But the end of the film is kind of a cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm.
Is a sequel in the works?
Wow.
Well, no, but I think we talked a lot about that ending as well, because it came, it wasn't written like that.
No, we changed it.
We changed it.
We changed it just before we started shooting.
Yeah.
Because I think we talked about it, and we said, because, I mean, he got, there was an ending where he got, I mean, arrested by the police. The police came and took him. He went bonkers when he saw that painting in the gallery.
And I said
to Giuseppe, I think it will be much more of a shit situation for him not to know what's going on, and just ended with him being in the prison of what he can imagine. I mean, he's... Jagger has still got him by the balls. He knows everything.
Yeah.
And as long as James behaves as he should, probably nothing will happen.
No absolution.
There's no absolution. And there would have been if the police had just kept... came and grabbed him and he was thrown in jail, the story would have... And it would have been, okay, now we all sort of... But now you'd probably leave the cinema thinking,
more dramatic.
Yeah.
The
I really think it's so
it's
good
fact
we changed
for life.
I absolutely love the ending.
We had to find
a little
bit for
a
it.
A little bit.
And it could be a sequel. Were there... When you were shooting, the script, did it go through any changes while you were shooting?
A little bit, but more for practical reasons.
Technical
reasons.
This is probably the biggest change.
Yeah, the ending was the biggest change.
Yeah.
And was the ending, was that what it was in the book? Was that he got arrested?
No, he kind of goes mad, basically.
Okay.
You know,
he sees the painting and then he's like, And then he starts to sort of scream and shout and say, I painted that. And everybody's laughing. Like, come the fuck on. Who do you think you are? So he sort of loses it. And they call the police. And he's arrested and taken away. But I think this is so much.
I think there was an absolution that this character didn't deserve.
Yeah, exactly. This just leaves him hanging, not knowing. And it'll probably just eat him from the inside and kill him like that.
Interesting.
But yeah, I mean, the flies originally were peacocks.
That's right. Yeah. But yes. They were so difficult.
It was the time where peacocks lose their feathers, so it didn't look beautiful.
Yeah, that's right.
So we changed the animals.
Was there one scene that was particularly difficult to nail, both from a directorial point of view and an acting point of view?
I mean, we shot in 25 days, so every scene was difficult.
we didn't have a lot of time to do this, actually.
But, I mean, you know, we shot it 1 year ago, and, like, at the end of a love story, you always remember the good bits.
Yes.
I can't really recall any drama.
There wasn't anything that was particularly difficult to get in that sense, was there?
No, I mean, obviously you have to fight with time and, you know, the weather and, you know, money constraints, but...
I think one thing that is so appealing about this was that, I mean, just in the script, the scenes are just something you just, as an actor, you just want to jump right in there. So on the day, it was like, it was always just good fun just playing around with it because it really has a lot to offer. But we were just under immense time pressure, really.
I only have one other. This is a weird thing. So there was one part where I think you'd burned down the villa.
Yeah.
And she had the bags packed in the car and you were rushing into the car. And you had said, hurry up, we have to catch the train or something. We're like, but there's no train.
No, train is leaving.
Train means leaving, right? That's what we were thinking, that it meant we have to jet.
Yeah, well, it's just a matter of...
It's an expression?
Train's leaving, come on.
Okay, that's what we were figuring, but I was like, we didn't see a train.
No. It was just, get on, train's leaving, come on.
Okay.
We're out of here.
So, go ahead.
What's next for you guys?
I'm doing a film with Robert Eggers, the one that did The Witch and The Lighthouse. Shooting that, starting... I'm actually going... when this press week is over with this film, I go straight to Belfast and start 14 days of prep, and then we start shooting on the 23rd, and it's a quite long shoot. This is 80 days. Yeah.
It's like three of my films.
Oh, wow.
I could make
so that's going to take me all the way till the end of July or something, I think. I don't think I have 80 shooting days, but there's a lot of horseback riding in this, a lot of sword fighting. So there's a lot of training that I probably even on the days where I'm not shooting.
Not flies.
So, yeah.
Those are very easy to
So I have a question. Let's say you're in a very intense emotional scene.
Yeah.
How do you have to decompress after that, or do you just let it go?
Yeah, I'm not the kind of actor that sort of... I'm not really sort of, I'm not a method kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my approach. And that is, I think there are amazing actors out there and that's their approach. Mine is probably different.
What is it?
My approach, which I would probably say that I like to think of myself as an instrument. I don't ever think of myself as an interpreter of anything. I think of myself as a piano that you can play. No, I mean that's in an ideal world, because I think I probably sometimes I'm a bit too opinionated about what I want to do, so I'm not just your neutral instrument, but I try to be. That would be sort of the ideal of how I see myself, as a perfect piano that you can play anything on, or a violin or whatever.
A flute.
That is sort of, or a flute. Do you think I'm a flute?
Maybe this one.
No, well, I mean, and in that sense, I mean, it doesn't, so it doesn't really, I just try to put what I have in there, but it's not that I go out of it devastated or, I mean, it doesn't leave me without, I mean, doing something.
You're still yourself.
But I don't have a feeling that I need, like.
Especially playing Dracula, what'd you do?
Yeah. just go and sleep in a coffin. Yeah, in dirt.
Which was fabulous, by the way.
Thank you so much. Thank you. But so, does that answer your question?
Yes, it does.
Because I don't really, I'm not sort of like devastated after it's just gone. Yeah, it's just like.
Yeah, but in the moment, it is quite hard for you guys. I mean,
it is. Of course, it is, and it should be.
Yeah.
But that it's hard is something that you can also work with. I mean, it does something for you in the scene.
Definitely.
So I think you should just. I sort of have the feeling that if I lose myself too much into it, I can't actually take direction from you if I lose myself too much. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a little bit, I mean, you have to keep a distance in a way. I think it has to be that. There are so many ways of approaching this job, so this is just mine.
I mean, they call it a margin of concentration, where you stay, where you are subjective, but you're also in that little part, you're objective to get instruction.
But obviously it is also a case of, hey, this is the situation we're doing right now, so don't fuck with it, just be there right now. And that's also the beauty of especially film acting, is that you can allow yourself just to give yourself to that 1 second right now, right here. So it's a little bit of, but I don't go home devastated after a day's work.
Mark Ruffalo said something funny. He said when he's doing a shoot, his wife never knows who he is when he comes home.
Oh, really?
So he does.
Okay,
it
really
he's
affects
method.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, I guess,
wow.
You know, it's what you have. Your own way to cope and to...
There are so many different... And I think it's what I have found is that it's been really important for me to find my way, because I, for a very long time, I heard all these teachers from drama school. I had them in the back of my... Remember to stand like that, to talk like that, to do this and this and this. And I was like, can you get the fuck out of my head and just let me... Because, I mean, this is actually... I mean, it shouldn't be about trying to do what someone else... wants or expects you to. It should really be about setting your own voice free, and that's probably what I mean about that piano thing. It's like, just believe that this piano is as good as it can be and just can play anything, really.
Giuseppe, did you give a lot of character direction?
No, we talked before.
Yeah.
And then I tend to roll my cigarettes and stay behind the monitor.
Well, you have to get used to that, I have to say, because at one point I was like, I was always wanting to do more takes, and Giuseppe was, no, it's fine, we've got it. And he was brilliant.
I was aware of 25 days.
Yes.
Yeah.
But sounds like they pretty much nailed it immediately. Right?
Yeah, no, I was very lucky. I must say, these are beautiful actors, and you know, I couldn't be like you.
Who did you get to do the painting, and why didn't you use any blue?
Well, the blue is at the very end. You see in the portrait of Elizabeth, it's all blue. And, because that's the only thing it is done for real. And it's not very good, but that's the good thing. I think it's not a beautiful painting.
No,
you know?
That's quite cool.
It's my... The production designer did it. And it was quite fun to make. Trying to imagine how James, who's not... a real painter would make a painting that would maybe remind of...
It's not very good, is it?
It's not very good either.
It's absolutely not very good, but it's,
I mean,
but it's very orange.
It's very orange. And
yes.
like your teacher said, I mean, like James' teacher said when he was young, you're not good in art, but you can be an art critic. You know? You're better in talking about art than making it.
I wouldn't hang that thing on my
wall. No, no way.
I probably wouldn't. Yeah. It's not a beauty.
No.
What's next for you?
For me?
Yeah.
I'm trying to... we're in the casting process for a sort of a horror here in the States. Let's see. I mean, you know, with films, you never know until you start shooting.
Did you read a lot of actors for the two principal roles in this film? Did you read a lot of actors?
No.
He was in? Like,
he was in. Elizabeth was her. and actually, somebody else wanted to be the painter, but then we went for Donald, and Mick Jagger just came as a striking from the sky. And He's a very funny man as well.
Yeah. Is he funny?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and lovely.
And lovely.
And so is Donald. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a pity he couldn't be here.
Yeah.
He's got another job too. So.
All right, that's all I have.
All right,
excellent.
Thank you so much.
A pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
You're supposed to do fist bumps.
Oh, because.